Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday morning, and the Manhattan City Commission has a legislative meeting tonight at 7 o'clock in City Hall. So what we're doing here this morning is getting a preview of that meeting and talking about city business here today. And our two guests, as per the rotation, is City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on here. Manhattan's been a busy city here as of late. Lots going on. We've got the Riley County Fair happening this week, and good to see a lot of folks will be probably celebrating that here, either locally or coming in from out of town. So lots of visitors, and they should probably be noted that there's a lot of construction going on in that area. And, you know, I hadn't noticed it. I know that the traffic switched recently here, but I drove over there just yesterday, in fact. And that project is about halfway done now, isn't that right?
Right. So they did get the eastbound lanes complete and switched the traffic over head-to-head there. And, of course, that opened up some intersections that have been closed or restricted, but closed several others. So I think it will be better for the fair and rodeo with the current setup than what it was. So still won't be ideal, and still a lot of construction to occur there. So they've started excavation there on the north half of the new storm culverts that they'll be installing. We're tripling the capacity of the storm drainage there. That section might take a little bit longer because the concrete ditch liner that's on the shopping center side of the roadway gets replaced with a buried culvert system. And then there's a new entrance that will be created for the shopping center as well. But they've done a lot of preparatory work for that. And obviously it's endured some big rains we've had during construction, and I think they've weathered that well. And hopefully with some good weather, they'll be able to make some big strides in it. So a lot of the base work has been done. They kind of know where some of the issues are. I know we had a few sections there that they had to do some additional soil stabilization, but it is a complete removal and replacement of putting in a new base, which will be make it last for a long time.
All right. So it looks like you can turn on to Reith Avenue from Kimball. Is there any construction down the road on there?
Not on that section. Of course, okay. We just finished the section there between Anderson and Dickens, which was nearly a complete replacement. And so that's going to be much improved. But I'm not aware of any additional work, at least in the near future, on Reith itself to the south of Kimball.
Okay. So just give yourself some extra time if you plan to go to the fair this week, just because there will be a little bit of congestion there on Kimball, but shouldn't be as bad, as you mentioned, as probably it would have been previously. And that's good news. It's good to see that progress. Good to see the progress going on, you know, across town with all these projects.
You bet. There is marked detours. So, if you want to get off on Gary Avenue and come down Candlewood, or even try to come in maybe from the west, or use Dickens to go through the south end of the park, might be some other options for you to avoid some of that congestion. It is pretty tight there with two lanes of traffic and folks that are hauling the cattle and other equipment in might try to find a better route.
Absolutely. Well, we got a lot on the agenda here tonight for the Manhattan City Commission, so we'll take a look at that, and the consent agenda is pretty full also. The general agenda tonight, looks like things will start off with a Riley County Police Department update.
Yeah, we generally, about quarterly, Director Butler or his designee comes and gives the commission an overview of some of the activities of the Riley County Police Department and an update, and so we'll lead off with that item, and then the legislative item that comes next is consideration of a resolution which will establish a public hearing date to create a benefit district for some improvements out off of US 24 into the Blue Hills Shopping Center. So you might recall that the commission previously approved a plan unit development zoning amendment that is going to provide for some medical offices and doctor's offices there to be developed off of that entrance. Right now, there is a turning lane for northbound US 24 Tuttle Creek Boulevard into that area. There's a kind of an old remnant, very poor condition frontage road that connects to the shopping center there. So the proposal is one of the requirements for the PUD rezoning was to get the necessary permits and approvals from KDOT for that access and improving that access. And KDOT is requiring a little longer left-hand turning lane that they are willing to provide some funding for, about half of the funding for that particular extension and that movement would be funded there. And then the city would provide some funding on that one based on our arterial participation. But the folks in the shopping center have some mixed opinions about who should be responsible for improving the frontage road that's in such bad shape. So there is a desire to improve it. Certainly the Metal Arc folks that are building the medical office building would like to see some improvements. Some others also want to, but there wasn't enough to have a successful petition for it. So one of the remedies that the commission uses then to determine the percentages of funding for that is to hold a public hearing and look at establishing a benefit district through that public hearing process and assigning values and participation based on that. Because clearly all of those folks will benefit from improved access to that area versus just having the Kimball Avenue access, which is an uncontrolled access point. So that's the primary purpose. Again, this isn't the public hearing. This is the consider the resolution to establish a date for a public hearing on August 17th. It also lays out some of the proposed cost shares for the improvements and how that might be spread among the various property owners within the district. I believe there's about four primary property owners. There would be the doctor's offices, the Dollar General store, as well as the shopping center itself, and then the convenience store are all different property owners that will certainly benefit from those from this secondary access point that exists today. But it's good luck dodging all of the potholes and everything. It's not a public roadway. It is on public right of way, but it's not something that's a city maintained road at all. And this would put it in a private travel easement. Again, it would be up to those entities to maintain it. It wouldn't be a city responsibility to maintain. And the city's participation is primarily on the intersection improvements on US 24 and not on the frontage road. The frontage road would be proposed to be totally funded privately through this benefit district.
Okay.
Now that property, I think, was on Metal Arc, actually owned that, right? I
mean, that's correct.
There's an easement, but and I know years ago we discussed it, and Metal Arc wasn't interested in improving it simply because it didn't need access. But of course, times have changed now. So,
right.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see how that works. Well, when you come out of there, when this project all gets finished, will you be able to make just a right hand turn out of there? Because the left is kind of dangerous.
So you would be able. You can go either way now, and you will still mm-hmm. be, my understanding is you'll still be able to make all those turns, but you're right. The traffic's moving pretty quick along there. I think there might be I'm not 100% sure. I think there might be a deceleration lane there as well for southbound traffic, as well as like there is up at the Metal Arc entrance off of US 24. It'd be similar to that intersection that exists today.
All right. Without
that road, you're going to have just terrible congestion when people, you know, come in and out of there, especially, you know, if everybody in that medical building leaves at 5 o'clock or, you know, whatever, it's going to be quite a mess if that road is not improved.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, that's be an interesting thing to follow. That's a nice project they've got going up there for Meadowlark Hills, and obviously a real need there for that shopping center. Let's take a time out. We'll come back with more In Focus in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.